Blog Talk Radio.
WAMRDB. It is Grown Folks Radio, WAMRDB, this Sunday evening, the real grown and sexy show. We got some central music from the next level, interview with one of Beyonce, the Queen Bee head dancer, Sadiq. And we're also going to get into a little bit of some discussion with Chris B and Ms. V in the studios, chopping it up and everything. But the main thing is that we are facing this coronavirus. We're broadcasting live here on March 22nd, 2020 at the 6 o'clock hour, listening to some of the background music of End of the Time. We want to make sure everybody understands what is happening with this coronavirus. We're going to talk about that a little bit further into it. But ladies, I promised you some grown and sexy stuff. So what I'm going to do is lead off with something that Mario, the next level, told me that he wanted you all to listen to. It's called Bubble Bath.
I lay in wait, cloaked by the darkness of your unshared secrets. I watched you switch to automatic pilot, moving through your day, playing the role of perfect mother, loving wife, girlfriend, good employee, caring friend. But in your moments of solitude, I heard the unanswered questions. What about my needs? When do I get a break? I watched as you snuck away from the drab existence of your daily routine to seek refuge one place no one could enter, your bubble bath. There, you became free, totally relaxed, at one with your thoughts, accompanied only by your desires, fantasies, and secrets. I realized in order for me to move through you, I had to come to you as your bubble bath. I would be the fragrant waters, slowly swallowing your body as you submerge into my liquid grasp. My seductive potion spilling into your open pores, banishing tension from your body, injecting you with the relaxing heat of my touch. While the sounds of popping bubbles softly serenades you, I became the flames slicing through the darkness, dancing atop of scented candles, spewing my magical aromatic spirits into the air to be drawn into your nostrils, further propelling you into your tranquility as my liquid lips proceeded in kissing every part of your body at once. The combination of all these sensations transcends you beyond this world into a state of euphoria. You close your eyes, allowing yourself to be transported even deeper into yourself as you reach your appointed destination. I shall be there, taking all your unfulfilled desires, laying them upon the satin rose petals of your fantasies, slowly licking each one until they dissolve inside your body, flowing downward to blend with my waters. I became the touch that ever so gently moved over your skin. I became the tongue that swirled and flicked in unison with your fingers between parted thighs until they granted me passage into the far reaches of your passion. I moved deep into your universe, probing, exploring. I was a presence that laid over your tongue, circling and pulling, biting at your lips as my watery embrace tightened around you, stroking, touching you as you always wanted to be. I heard your pleas, acted upon the whispers and silent longings. For once, you did not have to say a word. You did not have to settle, because I read your emotions as if they were a novel.
The new look and feel of radio. This is broadcast that's happening live right now in the midst of all the craziness that's happening right now in the coronavirus thing. And so we want to kind of, you know, just keep on moving through the show. Good thing about what's happening for us is that we get a chance to sit down and do a lot of things that we need to do in our homes with our families and all of that. So this is what we call this is the Grown Folks Radio Show. So what I want to do is kind of wrap up some great, great interviews that we've had. Our next segment, what we're going to do is go into an interview with Sadiq, who is the Queen Bee's dancer on stage with her. So this is something I'm very proud that we were able to do. Guys, sit back, and we'll get back to the next level of some of his music. He got some nice stuff going on, y'all. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio on 1430 AM WGFS. We are the woman station. This is the new morning show from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. We'll be discussing women issues, news, community, family, money, and health. And we'll be featuring female indie artists. So tune in and be motivated and elevated. We are WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the new look and feel. Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
I mess up this stuff for real. Oh, the queen has walked in. Yes, the queen has walked in, y'all. She walked in with all these locks and everything.
Yeah.
All right, we got everybody looking on us at Facebook.
Hey, good morning. Hey,
everybody on YouTube. All right, then.
Pick which one I want to sit at.
Anyway. You got purse on one
pick
side.
The blue.
So yeah, we're sitting here online, mm-hmm. live here, and talking about your book. That's
oh,
so
nice.
Cool. You see how God do stuff? She just walked right on in.
Right, we y'all were just talking about
just,
it.
Just everybody on Facebook just watching out. Look at you. You got Malika up there.
Hey, Malika. Good morning.
And we got our YouTube people right here.
What's up?
Blessings, blessings. I got to get my little fat stuff out the way.
Oh, my goodness. Say that about yourself.
But we got Dr. Hornbuckle Preston, one of our sponsors, on. God, I almost kissed this mic, Lord. I don't know these people like that. We don't know each other like that. Don't do that. Anyway. Oh, yeah. So she's going to get us set up again. Like I said, I'm giving away some of Dr. Hornbuckle's services. Y'all say that y'all saw this show today. Now it's 20%. 20%, right, Dr. Hornbuckle? Put a thumbs up. Okay. 20% for adjusted services for new walk-ins. We're talking about celebrating our fabulous birthday. This is my little princess. She almost a queen. When she turned 40, she'll be a queen. Right now, she's a little princess. So we got Adrian sitting out there. We got Shakita out in Alabama, we got Malika, we got Danita Ross, we got Pamela Johnson. I know she's down in Chicago. So, again, let's talk about it. Let's jump into your book.
Let's go.
Man. So, tell everybody about you first.
Sure. So, good morning, everyone. My name is Saida Nairobi. Yes.
I messed up the whole name.
Uh-oh. It's all right, you know. It's not a very easily pronounced name, but my mom, thank you for the name. I was born in Queens, New York. I was raised here in Atlanta on the east side, grew up in Stone Mountain, Decatur, Lithonia. Went to performing arts high school called DeKalb School of the Arts, and 10 years ago, my career was just a dream. Like, literally 10 years ago, around this time, I was living with a roommate in Smyrna. I had just quit my full-time job working as a manager at Monkey Joe's, which is like a play place for kids. I knew I wanted to be a dancer, hadn't had my break yet, but I was just, that was my leap of faith, 2007. And next year was when I got my first opportunity to tour. I worked with The Dream. He was opening up for Mary J. Blige and Jay-Z. And I was working with Jamaica Craft, who's Sierra, Neo, Usher. She's everybody's choreographer. She's choreographing for Empire now. She's choreographing for the upcoming Step Up series that's premiering on YouTube, which I'm also a part of, but as an actress. So I've had a really blessed career, very unorthodox. I've danced with Beyonce. I've danced with Usher, Sierra, Neo. Those are like my top four that I've worked with.
Those are the main four, ain't
you? You know.
You get through that, that's it. Oh, you can dance with Usher with his little move and stuff. I just love him.
He is awesome as an entertainer, man.
As a person, he's always done well.
You're listening to WATB 1420, Decatur, Georgia.
Hey, moms and dads. Did you know Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens? And parents, you may be eligible for Medicaid, too. Enrollment is open year-round. These programs cover regular checkups, shots, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more. All the stuff that helps kids and teens stay healthy. You can enroll any day of the year, but why put it off when you can protect your family and your finances today? In Georgia, kids in a family of four earning up to $24,600 a year or more may qualify. Visit healthcare.gov to learn more about affordable health coverage for your family and to enroll today. Or visit Georgia Peach Care, dial 404-463-8368, or email peachcare@dch.ga.gov. Looking for a reliable company to repair your driveway, parking lot, or even your roof on your home or business? Look no further than A&J Seal Coating and Roof Repairs. For years, A&J has been the best in doing new asphalt blacktop, seal coating, striping, pothole repairs, crack filling, and roof repairs. Commercial businesses and apartment complexes. Take note, we are doing free striping when you get seal coating done. Call Anthony or Jamie today for your free estimate at 470-338-1767. That's 470-338-1767. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we just welcome back. I forgot the topic. I haven't been up here in a minute. I've been down there in the country.
Where you been at?
Been down in Covington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I felt kind of bad, too, because when Mr. Grant and A.D. Smith came down for when they had to play that Stephanie Davis from Empower Them, they're one of his clients. Well, you know. They represent him. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad. Mr. Grant walked in. He said, he looked around. He said, are we still in Georgia? And I was like, you know what? Let me switch and make sure people can stay in the metro Atlanta area.
You know, I'm in Lithonia, so Covington is right up.
I didn't know it was like a 50-50 split there, but you got to get down up through there, and they used to stay and throw that hand up. So look, we got all these people on Facebook. We got listen, where Miss Weeks at? She's in Baltimore, Maryland. You
hey,
got Baltimore.
Baltimore.
You got
Baltimore.
Albany, Georgia. Miss Adrian Woods on there. You got Alabama.
Yeah.
You got Chicago on Facebook. You also got Ben Vinay, our big old 6 foot 6 GM. Had to get him up out because I didn't know what I was doing. I ain't been on this switchboard in so long. I had people's stuff just messed up. It was hard, but it's fair. I'm sorry, but let's keep talking about. So you got the top four people in the world who don't know Beyonce. I know. How was that?
Amazing. Life-changing, actually, because I'm, you know, coming from Atlanta. I'm doing this whole thing from Atlanta. A lot of people, a lot of dancers think that you have to be in L.A. or New York to have a career, and I was here in the A doing
this. Let's stop. Okay, first of all, we are in Atlanta.
Right.
Let's talk about the word dancer, because, you know, we got two types of dancers in Atlanta, so let's be clear.
The clarity.
Okay.
It's always needed.
Let's clarify. So you are a
professional industry working dancer.
In
choreographed dancer.
Thank you. She is not at Magic City.
No.
She is not. She ain't going around the pole.
No.
I make sure I tell my relatives who are listening, and my mama be like, "Did you have a stripper on?" I'm like, "No, mom, I ain't had no stripper on." But just let us know, because I'm like, okay, so she was not going around the pole for Ursha. She wasn't going around the pole for.
Well, technically, that tour, we had a prop. That was like a monkey bar kind of thing, and it had like three levels.
I was trying to
and we, help you know, no, I mean,
was
it wasn't like just one pole, but
I got
you know,
I know, but you know, mom and them listening.
It,
no, she wasn't going around the pole, mom.
No.
What she was saying, she was dancing.
Yeah, and it was
like you know stuff on the that stuff. So you did the top four, and you so how old are you?
Oh, I ain't gonna tell my age online.
Y'all, she look like a baby now.
Thank you. You know, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You know, I'm old enough to drink, but
Well, you ain't old to say I'm old enough to keep bread from molding. That's what they normally say. But that's you all
right.
You all right. So let's get into it, cause the book.
Yeah.
The book. Your memoir.
Yes.
People need the duck.
What duck?
Yeah,
no.
In the memoirs.
No.
Oh, okay.
Cause it's honest, but it's not like I'm not putting people on blast,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not like, you know, it's nothing like that at all. It's just really more inspirational for people. It's for young kids. It's for older people. It's for anybody really that just needs inspiration to go after their dreams, whatever that is. It may not have to be in the arts, but there may be something that you know you're sitting on that's like, man, if I didn't have this 9-to-5, I'd be doing this, you know, whatever. And it's like just going after your passion, because we never really know what is going to transpire when we just take a leap of faith. But that's really why I called it Leap of Faith, because my journey was so unpredictable. Like I'm blessed because I quit my job in 2007, and you know I could have been struggling for years trying to still pursue this dream, but I was very persistent, diligent, did the work, and time and opportunity just met, you know, and finally happened for me. So
old folks call that favor, baby.
You know, it's true. It is.
That's called favor. That's
it
what
is.
I'm talking about. That's
it
some,
is
that's
favor.
Some folks that that's some folks that understand that when you step out on faith. And you said you ain't looked back since then.
Ain't looked back
Every
since
bill
then.
Has been paid. Ain't
yeah.
been homeless. Ain't had to starve. Ain't had to compromise. That is God's favor.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know.
It's trust, too. You got to trust and believe that he's going to show up for you like that, too.
And show
you know?
Out.
Yeah.
It's a leap of faith. Now, what made you inspired to start to write this book?
You know, I had just finished an OMG tour, which is Usher's tour, in 2011. And touring, I wasn't thinking about having a fan base. I was just like, I love to dance. I love to perform. And then all of a sudden, people were coming to me after shows like, I want to take a picture. Let me take a picture. And people are reaching out to me saying, hey, you're in my city next. Like, can you do a workshop? And so I'm teaching workshops all over the world. And I'm like, this is crazy. And then I would have a Q&A session where, you know, the students would be able to ask me questions. And I was getting a lot of the same questions, like, how did I get into dance? What inspired me? Who's been my favorite artist to work with? What is it like being on tour? Just all kind of questions. And I was like, you know what? I need to put this all in a book,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I love writing. I've been writing since I was 7. And so it was always something I wanted to do. I never thought about doing a memoir, but because my journey has been so inspirational to a lot of people, I was like, you know what, let me just put it all in a book, all the stories from the beginning, you know, before my first break to Formation Tour, which is my last
tour.
So
you started dancing at what age?
I started dancing in high school. That was, like, really when I first started, for real, for real. I mean, I did dancing, like, African and stuff in Jamaica, Queens, when I still lived out there. That was, like, my first time really dancing as a little girl. But in high school is when I was a part of a dance squad, and we would do talent shows. And
They'd be busy in New York. They are serious. What school did you?
I don't remember the school I danced in Jamaica, Queens, but here I went to high school here, DeKalb School of Arts. It was on North Drew Hills Road. It's now in Avondale Estates. It's called DeKalb School of the Arts.
Oh, right across
DSA.
From the baseball field.
Yeah, so that's where I was really dancing at, but not trained. That's the thing. That's where I'm like, ooh.
What's the difference between trained?
Well, ballet, tap, jazz, modern, contemporary, all that kind of. I didn't study those styles. They were available to me, but in high school, I was more so focused on music. I loved, you know, vocals, singing, gospel choirs, show choirs, and all that. Dance was like the extracurricular activity that I did after school, but it was what I loved doing. When I went to college, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for this thing.
Which college?
Bennett College for Women in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's like Spelman, all women black college.
Bennett.
Yeah. Yep, Janetta B. Cole, she was our president for when I was there. Maya Angelou was one of the board of trustees at Bennett College.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phenomenal school. But
Is it HBCU?
Yeah, yep, HBCU. Okay. And it's actually the sister school to Morehouse, original sister school. It's Spelman adjacent, yes, to Morehouse, but the history, we have a history with Morehouse.
So did you put any of the memoirs of your collegiate time in
That's where I started from, like, the foundation. I talk about my journey from being in high school, going to college, where college was, like, that turning point for me of deciding whether I wanted to do this, you know, finish school, or if I wanted to pursue my passion. And I was at that turning point where I was like, I think I'm coming back to Atlanta. She's like, what you doing? What you mean? I'm like, I want to be a dancer. She's like, oh, Lord. My child done lost her mind. Then went to college and lost it.
Do you have a Caribbean background?
I do.
Bloodline, because you can hear it.
Yeah, I do have a background.
Is it patois?
Oh, no, I don't know. Trinidad.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have Trinidad in my blood. Jamaican in my blood, too, as well. Yes.
So she just said, oh, Lord.
My husband, his family's from Barbados, too. So, it's all been there.
Okay, you're getting close to telling your age. See, what I'm doing, y'all, is just kidding. I'm counting. So she did college. She did high school. She did junior high school.
She married.
My mama's saying, oh, Lord. So she come from some other type of stock, too.
So she
respect moms and stuff.
Yes.
Any kids?
Not yet.
Okay. We ain't did the calculation yet, but okay. So this lifestyle that you have in terms of the book itself, you said it's for kids too.
Yeah, for young folk like that. Want to aspire
girls
to dance.
Or boys?
I would say both. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to put in a box. I am a female dancer. So it is coming from the perspective of a female dancer, my journey, but it's for guys to read as well, you know what I mean? Because the insight is ambiguous. It's related to anybody that just wants to learn about tour life, learn a story about someone's journey from wanting to be something to actually doing it and what that was like, you know, seeing the world, going all, you know, traveling with Beyonce, traveling with Usher, working with Ciara and, you know, just nuggets and everything. It's for anybody.
When is the official book launch? The actual,
well, it's,
you know,
actually
the red carpet?
Been, yeah, there is a, I am having a book launch party September 17th. But
Virgo,
the book is already available on Amazon now. You can find it, type in Leap of Faith, The Journey of a Dream, or you can type in my name, Saida Nairobi. And, yeah, it's already up there for you.
So the red carpet, that's going to be where?
At Blue Mark Studios.
Where's that going to be located?
Well, it's invitation only, so you know, because we have a food and stuff. It's very tight.
I'm sure a radio host person could probably show up.
Yes, I will let you. Malika and Stephanie got that on deck.
All right,
she got you.
So tell us a few minutes about your relationship with Empower. How did that come about?
I have an assistant, a really awesome assistant named Candace, and I told her that I really just wanted to have a PR team to help me with the launch party. And so she reached out to Empower, and we had a meeting. We had two of them. I met with Malika and I met with Stephanie, and here we are. So it's a brand new relationship. This is the first thing that we're doing together, first event, but they have been doing a phenomenal job so far.
They do it too.
Shout out to Empower Media.
They are definitely in the house. I'm trying to tell you. So the last, I got to ask. How much is the book?
Right now it's $14.99.
Okay. Did you bring me one?
Yes, I did actually have a copy available for you right now.
See. Let me. Y'all see this? This is what you're supposed to do when you come to people's place.
Aww.
Bring a book.
You know, Mom always said you never come to somebody's place empty-handed.
Bless the house. Lord, we ask you to bow heads and all that and say thank you, Father, for her bringing the book. And going to autograph it, too, online.
Yes,
I will. Yeah, man.
Had to get your name first. I wanted to be like, to whom this may concern.
Yes. Their husband, he seems to be a very great supporter.
Oh, yeah.
So
I love my husband. He's awesome.
He does.
He's a choreographer, we met in the industry, actually working for Usher. The first time we worked together was on So You Think You Can Dance, which is too funny, and the irony. And then we started dating, ended up booking that tour together, Usher's OMG tour together, and so just kept blossoming. And we were like, let's see how we feel after tour, because, people get caught up on, just like, tours, we're seeing the world, it's so lovely,
But you're seasoned with all of that.
We're
getting closer to the age again. Yeah.
I've always been an old soul, mind you, so I'm an old soul. But
Start talking fat water in here.
But yeah, he's great. We've been married 3 years.
That's close to 26, 27, 28. She close to 28. I got it. I had to count. I can't be doing that. I know I'm old. I ain't got no problem with it. But is he a manager?
We've worked together on different jobs, and right now we've been working together on Step Up because he's the choreographer for the show, and I'm playing Electra, who's a dance teacher for the show, and so we get to work together in a different dynamic. It's really cool. So
we definitely need to make sure we keep you on our register now.
Yeah.
We definitely let you come on back and talk. Are you doing any mentoring to these young girls out here?
Yes, I do a lot of outreach too. I get DMs, messages from Facebook and Instagram particularly. And there's been some people that directly reached out to me to order the book and just ask questions. So I'm always trying to give feedback, insight, knowledge, share what I have to share. That's why I made
it. Why are you sharing? Some people don't put back into the community. What's the passion to reach back?
That's what I want to do, I don't know if it's that teacher thing in me, because I have that part of me as well, that I did want to be, I went to school to be an elementary education teacher, so.
Ooh, I couldn't have that. Mom. I thought that knee gave me hell, but girl, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it's real. Bless the hearts of, shout out to teachers, y'all are angels. But I just love to share, and it's, I don't want people to feel like I'm inaccessible, because I know a lot of times people look at, put people on a pedestal, and it's just like, oh my God, you've toured with Beyonce, and it's just like, but I grew up here in Atlanta, I did this in the backyard of the East Side, it's very real. Real people,
because you go home to mama, she's like, go in there and clean that bathroom.
Exactly.
I don't care who but they coming, and know your cousin, them, you go in there and clean that bathroom and pick them greens.
Yeah.
What I say.
It's no
like
different,
It's like, yeah, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just really important to help a lot.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium.
Yeah, I know you heard me. You have a new text. Go ahead, pick me up and check it out. You don't want to miss anything. It could be important. You should check now. Do you want to seem rude? You should respond now. Come on, just pick me up. It'll just take a second.
Don't text and drive. Hands-free cell phone use is now the law. This message brought to you by the Georgia Department of Transportation.
Oh, yeah. And who we got on Facebook, y'all? Give them a shout out.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to Bobby Peoples, and give a shout out to Sharon Gilbert, Sheila Spencer.
Kelly Stepp, Patricia Childs, Demetra Henriksen, Tina Fair. Yeah.
Brenda Young, Bianna Favors, Raymond Dunson, Dion Huffman. Hey, Dion. Brenda Duvall from back in high school, back in the day. Yes, girl, you remember that slow jam. Look, she know what's up. She know what's up.
Yeah, because V was talking about when she was still dancing, they had her up against the wall.
No.
I don't know what that meant, because I, you know, that sound like...
I think the conversation was falling in love on the dance floor.
But why were you on the wall?
Because the wall was next to the house.
Blue light.
Okay, yeah, see, okay. The people in Atlanta don't understand. Those of us that are from the north may understand there is a basement involved.
Wait a minute.
In the basement.
Have basements. Don't be talking about Atlanta like that.
No, you don't have the basements we had.
We do.
No.
We had short
basements. This is what they have. They have daylight basement.
There you go.
They have a door and everything. You can enter the house through the basement. So the ones in Chicago, you can't enter the house through the basement. It's 4 feet underground.
Let me tell you this. I'm from Decatur. All my peeps are from Decatur. We all went to Gresham Park. That, you know, where we had the slow jams in the basement. We know it. You know
blue
it
light
was.
Special. See, they know. See, my peeps know what they're talking about. They remember those parties. Those blue light in the basements. Well, guess what, guys? We're gonna bring that to you in the slow jam.
When is that? December 3rd, Sunday.
December 3rd, Sunday.
6 to 10.
Loving couples, married couples, come on out.
6340. Riverdale. See, you want to put it out there.
85 Riverdale Road. But let me say this. There will be absolutely, positively no tickets at the door.
No.
You cannot get tickets at the door. You have to inbox me. To RSVP for the tickets. Now, we don't want you coming out looking good and ready to get in, and you can't get in. Okay, so it is tickets only.
And what happens is you'll get a special ticket.
You're going to get a special ticket. The tickets are beautiful.
We're going to do it.
Wait till you see the beautiful tickets. But we had a tasting of the food, and OMG.
By Chef Mike. And let me tell you, because my direction to him was the food has got to be aphrodisiatic.
Oh, and they were. Let me tell you.
Because he said, when you walk out of here, the man gonna be standing up. I said,
okay,
really, Mike? And V damn near fainted.
I did.
I said, what exactly does it?
Fell
out the chair.
The
man gonna be standing up.
Yeah, because what
WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio is now syndicated. Listen on the World Wide Web, Atlanta Mix Radio Spreaker, YouTube, live stream, Facebook Live, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. Tune in locally on 1420 AM Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesdays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The call-in number is 470-231-1714 or 470-231-1225. We are WAMRDB, the woman station, the new look and feel of AM radio.
And this is from the Amplified Bible, says the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in and puts his confidence in the Lord will be exalted and safe. You know, we live in a crazy day, crazy generation. There is adversity on every side. There is persecution many times. There is persecution for righteousness' sake.
There are attacks for just opinions. No matter where we go, just in the last several weeks, our nation has seen hurricanes, just earthquakes around the world, and now even just attacks upon people. It's a crazy day we live in. And even to the point that even if you put a post on Facebook, sometimes you're attacked just for having an opinion. But you know what? The Bible says not to fear man. Because when you do, it puts you in a snare. It controls you and it keeps you. But the encouragement from the Lord is to give your trust into Him and put your confidence in Him. I want to tell you something. God keeps good books. God knows where you are. And God says in Exodus, He hears us, He sees us, and He comes down to deliver us. And He will also exalt us and keep us safe. So no matter what is going on in your life, don't fear it. Don't even put any confidence in it. But put your confidence in the Lord, and He will keep you safe.
One of the next level ideal song called Scorpio. Scorpio, Scorpio, Scorpio. Y'all check this out. It's hot.
I want to dedicate this song to one of the most sexiest Scorpios ever, Miss Kelly, a.k.a. Chocolate. Was a definition of pure beauty. The dawns and sunsets, the shimmering stars and moonlight, the earth's creations in brilliant colors, gazed upon her in awe. They aspire to be what Scorpio already was. Scorpio was art in motion, moving with a rhythm as unique as her signature. Her grace and elegance were the sources of my inspiration. Scorpio was my poetry, every word I have ever written and have yet to write. Scorpio placed her fingers softly on my lips,
so sexy, baby,
and made silence a companion. Took me into her lair, laid me on satin sheets, stood above my face, allowing me to watch as her hands cast their magic spell upon her body. I observed as the forces of stimulation invaded her until the essence sinks from between her beautiful brown chocolate thighs onto my face. Scorpio removed her glistening fingers from her divinity, signed her name across my lips, and then erased it with her tongue. Scorpio placed her hands, lips, and tongue on me, penetrating beneath my skin, kissing and licking my every nerve ending. My libido extended in the air like a statue erected in her honor. Scorpio mounted me, rode me so far beyond the universe of my every emotion, up and down on heaven. Then our bodies surrendered to each other, causing orgasms to shoot from us like rapid gunfire. Flinching and jerking with every burst until a climactic gunfight had ended. Scorpio lowered me back down to earth, wrapped herself around me, and together we faded into
WMRDB. That was Mario Coleman, The Next Level, Central Whispers, The Next Level. I know we changed it up. We still are playing 24 hours, 7 days a week on our TuneIn app, all female artists. But I want to make sure that we understand that our lineup has changed and we're going to be moving forward in 2020. Don't want to get into any kind of negative news. Does anybody remember when Let's Do It Again came out?
Every morning, we breathe in the summertime.
We got the best of times ahead of us, everybody. I want y'all to go on and support the woman's station. We are digital syndicated. And I want to thank everybody for constantly supporting us. The Monica Flowers, St. Paul, Minnesota, Mario Coleman out of Nashville, Tennessee, Marlene Dow out of South Carolina, I call it my crew. But we're going to keep doing it, loving what we're doing. We're going to close out the show with one more thing from the next level. This is why I call it Grown and Sexy, because sometimes you can't play this kind of music. It's the most, this is supposed to make it some baby music.
Thank you.
check us out. Check us out 5 days a week, 6 days if you count Sunday. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to the first of Grown Folks Radio on WMRDB. There's going to be a series of shows that will be taking place. Check us out. Follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. We're not really doing a lot on Facebook. But, again, check out what we're doing. Every day of the week, we will be broadcasting a little bit more towards what our normal lineup would be. And so we want to thank people for tuning in to the WMRDB family, the woman's station. It's the new look and feel of radio. We'll holler at y'all. Y'all have a great night.
A wide array of topics.